You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Super Bowl. Wrapping things up, kind of wanted to give you some thoughts that I had upon that. First of all, no conspiracies here. No refs getting paid off. No NFL script. No secret plot to launch Taylor Swift or even Beyonce's new album. Nope, none of that. It is what it is. Like, and look, when you got the best quarterback, when you got a good coach, when you got, you know, really good players like Kelce, you got a really good defense, really good defensive coordinator, you're gonna win lots of games, you know, and that's why they are where they are. And it is what it is. I don't like it, you don't like it, but what it is a dynasty. Like, there's no denying it at this point. 3 and 4 years. I mean, that's it. That's the definition. You know? So, that's that. You know, and I think that as we look at it now, we're not quite halfway through the decade, but the Chiefs are probably the team of the decade, you know, unless the Bengals can really, really go nuts in the next few years, you know, and do something to compete with that. You know, I said before, I didn't want the Chiefs to win because I didn't want them to, I didn't want Mahomes to be up on Burrow by seemingly an unsurmountable amount. But he is. That's where we are, you know. And it's not insurmountable. Like, it's possible, but there's no reason to even talk about it right now. Let's just talk about number one, and we'll go from there. So that's that. Now, as we look at, like I said, good game. I think a couple things I want to point out, like we're always complaining about overtime rules and changing these rules and adding this and that. And it's still not any different. Like, you know, the only difference is that if they had the old rules, you know, the 49ers win. You know, but it's still not even. It's still not equal because there's still that knowing, you know, that comes along with things. So the Chiefs almost went 3 and out. They could have gone 3 and out, but they had to go 4 on 4th down, obviously. And then they put a drive together. You know, if they got the ball first and were in that situation, and again, you know, if you get the ball first, maybe your play calls are different. You know, your 3rd down play call might be, you know, you should be accounting for the fact that you're going for it on 4th down anyway. So it's almost like a 2nd down. But anyway, like, you're not going to go for it on 4th down back in your own territory in overtime when if they score, they win the game. That's asinine. It's not going to happen. Right? And conversely, if they had scored in the first drive and the 49ers get the ball, well, the 49ers then would have gone for it deep into deep into the red zone on 4th down instead of kicking the field goal. So, like, you're still in that situation, you know? There's still the knowledge gap that exists in there. So, I don't know. I tend to not complain about these things because, honestly, like, win in regulation. You know what I mean? That's always been my take. Like, figure it out. Like, whatever the situation is, figure it out. And, like, under the old rules, it's like, all right, get a freaking stop. Bengals did it, right? Bengals did it. They created a turnover. I think that will be examined by Shanahan. Maybe you should have realized that Patrick Mahomes is probably going to go down there and score a touchdown. And, I mean, you know, let's have faith in your defense, I guess. But Maybe they should have gone for it there. I don't know. And then even worst case scenario, you're giving them the bad field position and making them drive to get the field goal. Anyway, ifs and buts. Ifs and buts. All it is. I thought that, like, Shanahan's taking a lot of heat. I thought Shanahan versus Spagnuolo was a really good freaking battle there. And, you know, like, yeah, they went dry for a little bit there in the second half. But, man, I thought it was a great game. I thought that was the matchup you wanted. And, look, at the end of the game, like, you don't... To me, you don't want to end up with Steve Wilks against Andy Reid. That's where you're losing. I think Spagnuolo versus Shanahan, you got a chance. You know what I mean? But I don't think Reid versus Wilks wasn't going to go well for them. Anyway, now let's just talk a little bit about where both these teams are coming from. Both these teams, very good on defense. Very good secondaries, young for the most part secondaries, and very, very talented defensive lines, pass rushers, interior pass rushers, lots of even like some underachieving talent, you know, with Kinlaw, for example, with Chase, for example, but like still some cats, you know, like. Like, you got a deep and talented group at defensive line. You got a lot of athleticism, a lot of things that they have to deal with. We got some pretty good linebackers on both sides of the field in that case. So, you know, defenses don't really have a whole lot of holes. And, you know, like what I was just saying about Wilks, I didn't mean that really as a negative towards Wilks. I think Wilks is a very good coach. But... Reid was going to have his number. Like, that wasn't a matchup I loved. But I thought that the matchup between Shanahan and Spagnuolo was a little bit more even. So, looking at the offensive side of the ball, obviously you got completely different situations at quarterback, although Purdy is very young and talented, but he's the new guy. You know, he definitely had some hiccups. He definitely was, you know, projecting some things at times, and, you know, definitely a different kind of play style than you see with Patrick Mahomes, right? Because there's only one, right? They broke the mold with that guy. But offensive line-wise, but both pretty solid. Not necessarily great, to be honest with you. Like there's some... There were some issues on those lines. There were some Cordell Volsons on those lines. All right? Let's not act like there weren't. And, you know, those holes were there. They were present. It was really a battle up front, though. You know, I thought both sides in the line, they really fought there. Both really good tight ends. Couple of the best in the league. You know, we talked about this before, that most of the best tight ends in the league were around for the championship weekend. So that's something very different as you look at these things. Comparing the Bengals to these teams, you know, you've got Burrow, who's right in that tier. I think Mahomes is his own tier, right? Until somebody else proves that's not true. But Burrow's as close as you can get. And you look at the running back situation, you know, do the Bengals have the dynamic bit that you're getting from a Pacheco or from a McCaffrey? Well, maybe with Chase. Maybe there's something there, but we haven't really seen that yet with Chase Brown. So that's a bit of a to be determined, but probably a no. At least for now. Yeah, it's hard to really give it any more than that. At this point, tight end, obviously they're way behind the ball with that. All right, they're behind on the offensive line compared to these groups. I think from a receiver standpoint, they're far better than either of these teams, and even the Niners. Like, I know there's some guys that people like there, and those guys are good. Those guys are nothing compared to the guys that the Bengals have. So huge win there. You know, at the quarterback position. But yeah, it's the tight end, running back, offensive line, the center of the field there, where the Bengals are definitely lacking compared to the competition as we look at that. Then we flip over the defensive side of the ball, and look, that Hubbard was hurt last year. I think we need to remember that. I think Miles Murphy had some really good pressure rate, some really good potential there. Joseph Osai was coming off of an injury. So I think at the defensive end position, you're close to having that depth that we're talking about, you know, for having a lot of juice and depth and talent at that spot. If some of those things work themselves out, I think you're pretty close there. Where you're not is in the defensive tackle position. You know, you've got B.J. Hill, who's a very good player. You've got D.J. Reader, who was banged up, and we don't even know if we're going to have him next year. All right, so, you know, that's a bit of a question mark. They don't have, they definitely don't have the pass rush juice. We've been talking about that for a while. They lost it when Ogunjobi went out the door. So, I mean, that's definitely a shortcoming. I think maybe they're there defensive end-wise, but they are not defensive tackle-wise compared to these guys. Linebacker-wise, nobody is anywhere like, just like the Bengals, like, blow you away, no matter who the hell you are, at the wide receiver position. I would say that the 49ers are like that when it comes to the linebacker. You know, Greenlaw went out early. We don't talk enough about how good he is because of who the other guy is. You know, because the other guy's arguably the best in the league. So that is really good. I think the Bengals pair, when they're playing, are better than what the Chiefs have, though. All right, we had some issues, some shortcomings this year. Obviously, Wilson was hurt for a while in there. Pratt wasn't quite what he was in contract year Pratt, so hoping to get that guy back, see that guy back. It was just some inconsistency there. And I really feel like people always say about Reader that he's the most important player on the defense, and he was. But I feel like this year was Pratt, because when Pratt was on, the defense was really good. And when Pratt was not on, it was... Yeah. Anyway, moving back in the secondary, and I think, look, Cam Taylor-Britt took a step. He needs to take another step. But, like, we see the raw athleticism. We see the ability there. He's a really freaking good player. DJ Turner, I'm telling you, is a good-ass player. Like, man, he has some really good flashes. I know there were some miscues in there, right? Splitting time with Cheeto. He's going to be the guy next year. They're going to give it to him. He's going to take it over. And I think that pair is going to be really, really freaking good. All right? So, hey, they're young. There's potential there. It's not quite there yet, but they're young and there's that potential there. We're moving to the slot. I love what you get out of Hilton, right? And I think we're comparable, in there, and probably more dynamic and versatile, really, than what you have from either of these teams. So, like where they're getting there. Got to build a little bit of depth, because the depth is really young and experienced too, when you get past those guys. And then we moved into the secondary, and look, it's time for these guys to take a jump too. Battle came out friggin' swinging, all right, which, look, they talked about his brain, they talked about how smart he was, so, you know, it's good. We should kind of expect a guy who's going to be like that to transition quickly. I'm going to tell you right now, like, we had this conversation last year about Dax Hill, Rob Livingston, who now works for Deion, said, I have so many things to worry about, and Dax Hill isn't that one of them. I'm telling you, it's the same. I'm doubling down on that, all right? And then the new secondary coach can, he's in-house, but, like, I think he'll feel the same way about it. Like, Hill's going to be good. He's working some things out. It was his first time, you know, starting full on. He's playing in kind of a different position. They're going to be really good with him. He's going to be really good. Let it happen. Right? I think, like, they don't even, like, really talk about it, I feel like. And also, Dax Hill played more snaps on defense than anybody else this year for the Bengals. He was the number one. I think it was, like, one snap or something he didn't play. Like, his percentage is 99.5 or something ridiculous like that. So, he's seen a lot of action. They weren't trying to take him out, right? They weren't trying to sell him out. If they were concerned about him, you would have saw more of battle in Nick Scott, right? That wasn't the problem. That wasn't what they were really concerned about. Yeah, there were some miscues. Yeah, there were some big misses. It's a process, and I expect that to be better next year. I just, like, when we look at the corner room, there was this weird thing last year where, like, Cam Taylor Britt had some issues early, and then he kind of worked them out, right? And I think some people got stuck in that early phase. The problem with defensive backs is that they don't show them properly on TV, so you usually only see them if they're getting a pick or they're getting their ass kicked. And so I think we get these mental images of guys getting their asses kicked. He got a lot better over the course of the year. You know, he took a step up this year. Like I said, I want a little bit more. I expect a little bit more. It wasn't quite the job I wanted. But I think we're going to see the same thing out of DJ Turner this year, right? And there's that crew, right? There's those people, right? People are talking. They need a corner. I'm saying negative. He's a man. He's going to be a freaking dude. I'm telling you. He's going to be a freaking dude. And we're going to be talking about, man, which one of those guys is better in the very, very near future. So yeah, when we compare those things, no, like, they're not where those guys are, but I think they have some key pieces to be able to develop into that sort of thing, right? You can talk about, man, you know, Turner's size. It doesn't matter. Like, watch freaking McDuffie balling out, right, this weekend. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't, all right? You know, you control your, you try and control your matchups as much as you can. Maybe you just tailor in certain situations, certain alignments, and things like that. But it doesn't really freaking matter. Anyway, so that's my take on the Super Bowl, my kind of feelings about where the Bengals are. I've got lots of stuff coming where we're going to kind of review and look forward a little bit, position by position. And that's going to be, you know, those are ongoing. Those are coming out right now. As we get closer, I'm delving deeper into film, and we'll be evaluating the tape. We'll be evaluating what to do, what the Bengals should be looking at is in terms of the draft. So awesome, more stuff coming on. I think I'm going to do a position by position draft needs, some potential targets, some potential fits in some of those spots. So keep an eye out for that stuff. Coming soon to a Cincy jungle near you. Peace.